Deer Trucking Awesome. What do you think of when someone says tough? Honestly, I think of a Toyota truck. Tundra's one mean mother of a truck with a twin-turbo V6, an incredible going power, and the Tacoma claws through terrain with a taller suspension and lots of creature comforts in the cockpit. Both Toyota trucks are decked out with tons of cool features and tech you'll dig. Check them out at toyota.com, folks.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Are you in need of a top dog electrician? Because for over 35 years, Piper Electric has been the most fairly priced, dependable, and trustworthy electrical contract company in the Denver community. If you call 303-646-6765, they'll give you the DNVR back-to-school hookup and save you 20% off your next service call. No job is too big or small for Piper Electric. They work with the top professionalism and integrity in the biz, whether it's residential, commercial, or industrial work. Don't forget, you have to call 303-646-6765. To receive 20% off your next service call.
Nuggets podcast is presented by Total Beverage, where DNVR listeners can get 30% off your purchase of $25 or more by using the code DNVR2019. That's DNVR2019. Easy to remember our name, the year. Online or on the Total Beverage app, Total Beverage delivers to most of the metro area and also now has CBD products as well. And with that, what is up, everybody? Welcome to the DNVR Nuggets podcast. I'm your host, Adam Matas. Seated to my left, it's Harrison Wind.
What's going on, guys? Still recovering from the ping pong charity event last night.
You guys go harder than I win because I'm old and washed. Also seated to my right here, also looking terrible and hungover, is Brendan Vogt.
Thank you. Glad you included that in the audio recording where they didn't have to know that I look awful.
You sound great. Yeah, you're right. Thank you. Would have never known.
Can we get three IVs from Vita Mobile IV in the office right now?
Brandon, can you cover that on the
What if we were just all sitting here recording while we were getting IVs?
Man, we're going to do a show
that
way.
That's a live pod. Next charity event.
I promise
you. That would be insane.
I'm going to, over under like six times, I get the IV treatment this year. I'm going to go over.
You don't drink enough to need it, bro.
Yes, but I'm old and like it sometimes I'll need it just from like having too much sugar the day before.
That part is true. You are old.
I need to be I need to definitely be above 0.5 IVs this year. Like I need it. I need one. I need to at least try it.
Our plan is to party hard enough that we have to have this service done for us. No, the ping pong event was great. The Conleys helped host this event that raised money to build some playgrounds for children in need, in particular children, handicapped children. So mm-hmm. It was a really, really cool charity and there was lots of people out. I'm telling you, an annual event that everybody should go to, and maybe we should have pushed this harder because you buy $50, you get in the door, you can donate, there's a bunch of things you can do, but you get to meet and mingle with all the Nuggets players. And it was like, to me, you know what it felt like? It felt like orientation. It felt like the day when you go to college before, yeah. Like 3 days before, that's what it felt like because everybody was in a great mood talking to everyone. And it was like,
the Broncos have this thing called the media barbecue, I think, where it's just like the day before the first day of training camp or the day before Broncos quote unquote media day. I think they do it a little different, but it's just like a barbecue thing. I mean, this is from what I can tell on Twitter. Everybody's hanging out. I don't think the players are like necessarily there, but just in a relaxed environment right before the season.
Yeah.
I like the orientation metaphor,
by,
though.
By the end, yeah, because by the end of the year, you're kind of ready to be, go your different ways. The players are certainly.
Right.
And, like, you know, last night, everybody's in a good mood, man. You just talk to everybody. It's like, they're excited to be back.
It's nice to see when, like, Nikola Jokic only kind of hates to see us. You know? It's a nice change of pace.
That is true. That is true. I don't blame him, though.
Jamal Murray.
I, too, hate myself. So.
Jamal Murray, though, did not see him as the best ping pong player on the team.
Man, he was good.
He was impressive. He advanced the furthest in the tournament out of any of the Nuggets players.
Did he and Jokic get to go head-to-head? Because I would have liked to see
No, I don't think so. I think there was one bracket of Nuggets players and personnel against another, like the other matchups in the bracket were all fans who had bought tables. So every game was a fan against somebody who was affiliated with the Nuggets, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Then the final matchup was the guy who ended up winning against Ben Tenzer, who works with Nuggets Front Office, who has won the event 2 years in a row, but the fan won.
I want a celebrity. So there were some media members that got celebrity selections into the tournament.
Like who?
Well, Mark Mosier was playing.
Altitude.
Do you want
I feel like if you work for a partner of the team, you might be able to slide in there.
Yeah, also, I'll just say it, man. You're not on Mosier's level. You're up there.
I love Mosier. I'm not going to argue.
There are some interesting celebrity appearances, though, at the event last night.
Who was there?
Brandon Marshall, ex-Broncos linebacker, who was the best-dressed person at the event. He walks in a three-piece suit.
Yeah, that's true. Three-piece suit.
Yeah.
I was in a T-shirt.
The other, Tim Howard?
I was going to say.
Let me ask
The
you
other
guys.
Sports celebrity I spotted, Tim Howard.
Brief tangent. Is Tim Howard one of the three most famous American-born soccer players of all
Landon
time?
Donovan, Tim Howard, and Clint Dempsey?
I think that's reasonable.
Kobe Jones.
Don't even know who that is.
The guy with the dreads.
I'm putting him on Mount Rushmore. At me soccer people if I'm wrong.
I have no comment on this because I have no insight whatsoever.
Great Nuggets content.
I think those are probably the three, though.
Yeah.
What else was I going to say from last night? I thought I had another point. Oh, no. Actually, we probably just get into our topics here. Before we do, though, you know, this is our first week at DNVR. If you're new to the show, we're going to be hosting this collectively between the five of us Monday through Friday. A lot of cool stuff that we have planned for every one of these shows. There are going to be a lot of trio shows like we've been doing this week. There's going to be some duos. There's going to be some solo shows.
So did you say the five of us?
The 5 days of the week.
Oh, I thought you
Monday,
said, the,
Tuesday, Wednesday,
I thought
Thursday,
you said
Friday.
The five of us. And I was like, I didn't know about
You're
the other two.
You're a bad listener. A really bad listener. No, so we're going to be hosting the show. You're going to want to subscribe. It's DNVR Nuggets on all of your podcast apps. You know, every time you switch over, you're at the mercy of the platforms for how quickly they do it. But I believe by the end of today, every single platform will have us where you can find us. So DNVR Nuggets, subscribe. If you enjoy our show, you're going to want to subscribe and stay tuned.
And to be clear, if you were subscribed to the BSN Nuggets podcast, this is the same feed. So you may see a name change, but you're still subscribed.
Yes. Well, Brendan, do you like, you know, to be the first to do something?
Yes, of course.
Of course. You want to be the first. Did you know that you could be the first person to leave a new rating and review as the new DNVR Nuggets podcast?
I don't know if that works seeing as I'm on it, but that is a really enticing opportunity.
I leave reviews of myself all the time, everywhere.
I'll go a step further. For whoever writes the first review of the DNVR Nuggets podcast, we'll definitely be reading it on the next show.
Oh, I like it.
So we'll be reading that, I'm guessing, on Friday's show after somebody leaves a review here.
So hop on iTunes, leave a rating and review, and just generally, I mean, we got to build that up and get hundreds of those going so that our show jumps to the top of the charts. That's how this thing works. Also, you're going to want to subscribe. We've picked up. We're almost going to break the record on the year. We've only been operational for 3 days of this month. We're going to break the record for most subscriptions in a month. We're very, very close. So if you haven't, don't be left out. We got lots of great content on the site, and you're going to want to subscribe right away. And then check out, lastly, last little bit of news. Check out our videos. Hop on Twitter. Hop on YouTube. Hop on our site. You're going to see all of these really cool videos that we put together that we're all extremely proud of.
I do have to say, the last thing about the ping pong tournament charity event last night, we learned that Monte Morris watched our Monte Morris video.
That's right. The players are about him.
That was maybe the biggest thing to come out of the charity event.
He wants everyone to know that he has been lifting.
He looks good, though.
Yeah. Monte's in shape.
No, he looks good. He looked, I guess that's what we could do, muscle watch.
Monte Morris has put on 15 pounds, just saying.
Will Barton, I thought, looked great. Vlatko Chanchar, of course, is like, I mean, his body transformation is incredible.
Very into the ping pong, Vlatko Chanchar. not sure.
I thought every last one of them were in the best shape of their lives. So
really?
Yeah. Real off-season bodies.
Today on the show, we're going to get right into this right away. We're going to do ripped from the headlines from Media Day. Then we're going to do ripped from the headlines at the end of the preseason. Then ripped from the headlines on December 15th. It's crazy that we know the future, but we do. And we are going to share that future with you a little bit in advance.
This is how we're using that power.
This is how we're using it, yeah. No other better way to do that.
You would love to know what happens in the Nugget season, but we're just going to tell you a headline from Media Day.
So next time you hear from us, it will be after Media Day, and so we'll have a bunch of stuff behind us. So Harrison, I'm going to start with you. What is the headline you know is going to happen on Media Day?
So there's one player in my mind who's just clearly under the most pressure, at least at the start of this season. Okay. And that's Will Barton. And I know for a fact on Media Day we're going to hear Michael Malone while he's up at that podium for that press conference. Somebody's going to ask him about how many guys have been in the gym this summer,
right?
How have the pickup games gone?
Yeah.
And of course, in classic Michael Malone fashion, he's going to give credit, you know, to a lot of people on this Nuggets roster. Everybody's looked good. But the one guy who's really stood out in these pickup games, it's Will Barton.
Yeah, that's definitely
more
happening.
So than anybody else. Will Barton.
So in the past, I think last year was Torrey Craig. And I think the year before that was Emmanuel Mudiay, right? Yeah. Or no, it was last year Trey Lyles, maybe.
Yeah, that didn't work out.
Yeah, so maybe you don't. Maybe this is the curse, the Mudiay, then the Lyles. Maybe you do not want the kiss of death.
But Will Barton has been playing his best basketball in a Nuggets uniform.
Would you say
summer, he looks even though I guess he's not technically wearing a uniform.
Would you say he looks even better than he did before the injury?
Oh, way better.
Way better.
This is the best he's ever looked.
Okay.
We're definitely hearing that on Media Day.
I'll go next because that's just the order we have on the paper that we created. I think that headline's going to be, you know, MPJ looks incredible, but let's pump the brakes a little. He's got to earn his minutes. I think the Nuggets are going to, they've pumped him up all summer. I think now is when they're like, try to temper the hype a little bit.
But well, they better temper the hype a little bit.
The hype train's going to burst right through the doors of Pepsi Center. They're going to temper the hype, but they're not going to backtrack. They're not going to walk it back. They're going to say, you know, well, he's got to earn his minutes. And there's a lot of great players. Nothing's guaranteed. That's what I think.
I could definitely see it. And it's not the worst idea in the world. It's a good idea to temper the expectations a little bit from where they are.
Yeah.
You've got to make him earn his stripes. You know, you got to make him earn his minutes. You can't be handing him stuff, you know, right off the bat this easily.
We spoke yesterday about the possibility of this being the year of Jamal Murray.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, the headline on Media Day, Jamal Murray is in the best shape of his life. The very best shape of his life.
Oh, wow.
It's time to pump him up now. He's added some muscle.
Did he add some muscle? Okay.
And of course, the haircut looks good. That's neither here nor there, okay. But I'm throwing it in. We're prepared for Harrison's bold take all-star Murray because he's just never looked better physically.
Is Jamal Murray going to add the James Harden like one-legged shot or something of the effect?
Probably.
Where it's like, yeah, he's added a post game or he's added a
I'm sure Malone D3. Will love that. But he...
Jamal Murray comes back. I worked all year on my
Coach, you're
going to
love this new pull-up jumper in transition. All right, get me out of this.
So Jamal Murray, do you agree, Harrison, that Jamal Murray is most likely to win best shape of his life at Media Day?
He's a candidate for sure. Other candidates? Well, this is not going out on a limb, but I don't think Jokic is going to be a candidate to be in the best shape of his life on Monday, 4 days from now. Barton, a candidate, obviously, Barton, from my previous headline. Beasley, maybe.
Yeah.
With that extension out in the air, looming.
Yeah, that could be an interesting one. I could see
Murray's
that.
Definitely in the conversation.
I think it's Murray.
Though.
You're right. All right, I'm going to throw it to you, Harrison. We're going to take a break while I crack open a beer.
I was going to say, this is the first time I'm talking about Breck Brewing without a Breck Brewing beer in my hand. Can you toss me one?
Yes.
Adam is at the fridge right now. He's retrieving the beers.
As usual, I opened mine 20 minutes ago.
Our marketing works really well, especially on ourselves.
Yes, and they are cracked. I'm drinking a Colorado Core, same beer I've been drinking on the podcast for 3 days straight, and...
Fantastic.
Literally just been drinking for 3 days
it's,
straight.
It's still good.
It's been a struggle to squeeze the podcast.
It's still good. This
office is so fun.
It really is.
This office is a blast in large part because we have this beer.
That's like 80% of it.
But
for sure.
Breck Brewing has pretty much given us this fridge, which is in the first in Studio C. Is this Studio C? We're calling it. Or was this Studio B?
This is Studio C.
Okay. Studio C. That's Studio A in there and Studio B. This is Studio C. But they gave us a fridge that's just stocked with Breck beers, some Colorado Coors in there. Brennan's drinking a...
I'm all about that lager life, bro.
The lager.
Dude, Breck beer is dope, man. If you guys haven't checked it out, though, microbrewery, local here, and they really do have like a great selection of beers.
Google their beer locator. If you're not sure where to pick up Breck, they can let you know.
You know where they do have it, Total Beverage.
You guys haven't been out to Breck Brewing's compound, I'll call it.
Okay.
Oh, I have.
You have?
Beautiful.
Okay. Actually, I was just assuming you hadn't, but
that's fine.
Yeah. We took a company trip out there.
Uh-huh.
Month ago, 2 months ago, amazing.
Really,
like they host concerts out there. It's great, incredible. Venue. It's got the whole tour.
They have TVs,
Breck merch, TVs, a couple different bars.
Man, we watch a Nuggets game,
but
there,
it is
one
like
of our hangouts.
It's like a freaking compound out there. It's pretty impressive. So yeah, check out Breck Brewing if you haven't. Love their beers. Let's hit a quick break. We'll be right back.
If you live in the South Metro area and have been looking for top-notch customer service, extensive beer, wine, and spirit selections, and unbeatable prices, look no further than Davidson's Beer, Wine, and Spirits. You won't find a more varied inventory anywhere else. Don't just take it from me, guys. This is Michael, and he's been shopping at Davidson's since they opened.
The thing I like about Davidson's versus the competitors, it has a larger selection. And if I am going to buy spirit, then Davidson's is usually my first choice as well, because just of the size of the selection. I also like the extensive selection of some hard-to-find items.
But that's not all. Every department is staffed with highly trained specialists who can help you find exactly what you're looking for.
I've always found the folks that you chat with to be knowledgeable. I've chatted with the spirit staff about different bourbons and different vodkas, and I am always chatting with the wine staff about different things and saying, I like this. What else do you have that's similar? Particularly when I go to non-U.S. Wines, I find them extremely helpful in helping me find something I'm looking for.
What are you waiting for? Head to either of their locations in Centennial or Highlands Ranch and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on their latest specials.
Welcome back to the DNVR Nuggets podcast. Don't forget to subscribe on iTunes. You don't want to miss these. We're going to be bringing you great pods all throughout the week for the rest of your life. So you're going to want to subscribe.
The rest of your life.
It's like
bold.
It's bold. You know what? I'm ready to go bold.
First week's gone well.
You're all going to die soon. No, I'm kidding. Okay, let's go to segment two here. The headline from the end of preseason. We'll go in reverse order this time, Brendan.
Yeah, you've read this headline before. You can find it in your local paper, the Denver Post. Can Paul Millsap justify his $30 million extension?
We're going to play this. Are we just going to recycle last year's column?
Yeah, it's just a retweet. Literally the same link.
Not even a quote tweet, just a retweet.
To be clear, the answer is still yes. But that question will be asked.
Is this coming after like a game when Denver wins by 6, but Millsap only has like 8 points?
Yeah, exactly. Jeremy Grant goes for like 18.
And we just like forget that the Nuggets won. And it's like, yeah, well, how come he only took 4 shots?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
It's going to be when they load manage him in a preseason game.
Yeah, exactly. Oh. Is Paul Millsap too old for $30 million?
Yeah. Oh, that's right. This is the end of preseason. Yeah. So it's not even into the season yet.
No, they didn't wait long. Yeah.
Nobody's watched him on TV yet, but.
Who's going to be the first person to to like quote the advanced stats from preseason? Like, that's going to be the best one.
Ryan Blackburn.
our guy
shouts it's much love.
Like, well, if you look at his adjusted effective field goal percentage in fourth quarters, it's like,
can we
get three games,
can we get one of those NBA math graphs for preseason?
Oh, let's do it. You know what though, we laugh, but when Jokic shows up on those when it's been like two games, it's like, hell yeah, I'm retweeting that.
Which Nugget is most likely to dominate a preseason game, like try enough and be
good
enough?
I love this one.
Well, this kind of gets into my next headline.
Okay.
All right.
Which is Michael Porter Jr. has to be in the rotation, because I think Michael Porter Jr. is going to dominate preseason. Yeah.
Where can we find this piece? Is
absolutely
this on DenverNuggets.com?
Yeah.
Come on, we're crapping on too many people here.
I'm not crapping on anyone.
I just have the feeling like Denver, can't see Denver really playing their starters too much in the preseason. A lot of teams are playing their bench. They're playing guys.
Yoke's playing like 4 minutes total, right?
You know, there's like position battles for the 13th and 14th roster spot on the Clippers and the Blazers. That's who Porter's going to be going against a lot.
Right.
I could just see him dominating the preseason and whatever.
Dunks on Jack Cooley. And yeah, like, yes, okay.
They were trying to slow the hype train at Media Day. It's going to be in Dunks full force. It's going to be like accelerating faster than it ever has before by the end of the preseason.
That's a good
take. I predict.
That's a good take.
I think that's a great take. I do think, I'm so curious. Michael Porter Jr. is the best part of this next 2 weeks. Like, I don't care what you say. I'm just so excited to find out whether it's good or bad. I'm just,
yeah.
Let's find out what the heck happened.
He is the most fascinating, the most interesting storyline of the preseason.
What if he like tweaks an ankle on Sunday night?
You say what if as if that's like out of the realm of possibility.
Well, hopefully there's no September surprise, knock on wood.
Let's power rank the players most likely to dominate the preseason, though. Michael Porter Jr., You have Michael Porter Jr. one?
I have another one in there. Okay. MPJ's probably one. I like Malik Beasley to try really hard in a game like that.
Yeah.
Send a message.
Yeah.
Dunk on some fools. Yeah.
I think Will Barton could have some big games. I think because he, like we talked about, he wants to prove he's back, and mm-hmm. he's the type of guy that can really school, you know. I mean, he could school first stringers, but he can really mm-hmm. school third stringers.
Tyler Zeller.
Wow.
Big preseason coming for Zeller. Mike Collum. How do you think Jeremy Grant's going to look in the preseason?
Great.
Why?
Because he's a really good player.
But what I mean by that is, you know, he's new, so yep. there's like that factor. But then there's also, do you think a player like him, who he doesn't seem like he gets caught up in this stuff too much, but do you think he's like, man, I got to show this new fan base and this new team what I can do?
Yeah, you wonder if he'll press at all.
Yeah, press a little bit.
Kind of like Barton, but not really in the same way. You know, just want to make a statement.
Yeah.
Show the rest of his guys that he's for real.
Yeah.
I could see it a little
bit. I think that second unit's going to crush in the preseason, in large part because the first unit is going to treat it like a preseason because it is, and the second unit always tries hard. And our Denver's second unit is incredible.
So good.
So
it's another reason why the bench is going to be good because it's one of the better benches.
Exactly. I'm going to go with, this is a headline from the end of preseason. Jokic looks awfully tired. Is there a regression coming? Jokic's DGAF meter is going to break. But this preseason, in my opinion, I just think that he's
very hip of you, Dad.
Is that right?
Yeah, you got that right.
Oh, man.
Internet speak. You know what
I mean? Well, yeah, I saw it on a website, I think. Yeah. So anyway, yeah, Jokic, I think, is going to, there'll be games he sits. There'll be games he plays very little. Maybe he shoots like 45%. Maybe he takes 7 threes a game because he's like, I'm not dribbling past the free throw line this game.
I think his averages in the preseason are going to be like 6 points. No, 5 rebounds, 5 assists per game.
Oh, I'm very excited for these stats to be shared around Twitter as if it's of significance.
He'll go like 3 of 4 from the field, 5 assists, 5 rebounds in 10 minutes.
Did you know that through 4 preseason games, the Nuggets are better offensively with Jokic off the court? Like, this is definitely coming.
But they're way better defensively.
Yes, exactly. What does that say? No, I think Jokic, honestly, man, I think people are going to freak out. I hope I'm wrong. Maybe not. Jokic looked like he was in a great mood at the ping pong thing.
Absolutely.
Like, I mean, I kind of expected him to look tired.
Fantastic mood.
He was having a great time.
I think
time.
He was pretty thrilled to like not be asked to do anything but play ping pong.
Yeah.
You know? Like, welcome break for him.
Jokic is also a very good ping pong player. We should probably make that declaration.
Yeah, well, it's the least surprising news ever, right?
He's
good
at everything. Yes. Shocker.
Just hand-eye coordination through the roof.
Spike ball, League of Legends, ping pong.
Let's power rank the people who will give the least amount of Fs in the preseason. Jokic is number one.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Who's number two?
That's a good question.
Paul Millsap.
Millsap's like, Malone like writes his name in as a starter on the whiteboard. He's like, no, coach.
It's preseason. Yeah, no, we're not doing that. Is there anybody?
Wancho?
Plumlee, maybe? Plumlee, yeah, Wancho. Well, Wancho needs it, though.
Wancho needs it.
Yeah, but he could still be basking in that world title.
Yeah, he's still coming off this World Cup.
Yeah.
Plumlee it's funny, man. He always looks jacked. It's just I haven't seen him for a couple months. But, like, standing next, he's just so tall. So
He's an Iron Man.
I hope Gary Harris doesn't give a ton of effort during the preseason.
It's a good take.
I wonder if he knows how to do that. You know what I mean? He seems like an athlete who, like, when he's on the court or the field, he just plays.
He's going full go every time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's throw it to another break. When we come back, we're going to talk about December 15th, the holy day in Denver. That'll be the big next time we check in on the future headlines.
Yeah, before we do that, got to tell you guys about Total Beverage. Total Beverage is giving the DNVR fam 30% off your purchase of $25 or more, but you got to use the code DNVR2019. You can do that online or on on the Total Beverage app. Make sure you download it today. As you may or may not know, Total Beverage delivers to most of the metro area, all the way from Lakewood to Boulder and from Aurora to Brighton. They also have the lowest prices in the state. Plus, they now offer CBD products. That's right, from drinks to gummies, you can enjoy CBD products on your next visit. You guys, don't let this offer pass you by. Order today and receive 30% off of your purchase of $25 or more. And better yet, don't leave the comfort of your home and get it delivered.
All right, December 15th, the holy day. I'm going to go first. You guys went first already. My first one on December 15th, the headline comes out from the offices of Clutch Sports. Report: Malik Beasley is unhappy with his role in Denver, would welcome a trade.
Well, if you're hot take from the podcast on Wednesday that he might be out of the rotation.
Ooh, well, this may be the place.
Can we acknowledge how absurd that take was? It's just the two of us.
No, it's not.
This is the smartest basketball mind I know. Well, that take is terrible.
You know what? I have my takes. And you know what? I didn't say it was going to happen. I said he's not a lock. He's not a lock.
That is absurd. Yeah. That's absurd, Adam. I'm sorry.
We will find out. But anyway, whether he plays or doesn't play, Malik Beasley on a lot of teams would play 25 minutes or more per game. I think he's going to play less than 25 minutes. And I think because of that, it's not going to take that long for him to say, trade me.
Don't put that evil on us, Ricky Bobby, first of all.
Yeah, this is, again, a prediction. I'm not saying that this is thing I see.
No, this is all speculative, for sure.
Probably a fair, probably a fair situation for him.
So I will humor you here. I don't agree with the headline because I don't think it would get public. I think the Nuggets will handle that stuff internally. I think Malik will say the right thing.
Clutch never makes things public.
I will shut up. That's a good point.
Also, the Lakers are maybe struggling a little bit.
A great Laker. Sense. I'm sorry. I just said that.
He'd be the best shooter on the Lakers.
Malik Beasley, unhappy with the minutes, would welcome a trade. Lakers have mutual interest between the Los Angeles.
Lakers searching for shooting guard at the trade deadline.
Exactly. Willing to offer Alex Caruso.
Or one of the first round picks they don't have.
Yeah.
2032.
We'll give you Caruso and Rondo. No, I agree with you though, man, because I mean, maybe this headline doesn't happen verbatim, but he'd probably be right to be a little upset if he's not playing
100%.
25 minutes a game.
He could start for half the teams in the league.
He could start for more than half the teams in the league, but he's probably got to decide if he wants to play 30 plus minutes on, you know, the Charlotte Bobcats, or play 20 minutes off the bench for one of the best teams in the West.
You know what? I just realized I'm really looking forward to publishing this podcast tonight at 6 o'clock, and then Malik Beasley signing an extension. Really jacked for that. Very, very, very excited.
Do you have some insider info let off?
No, I'm just saying I would love for my take to be published at the exact moment.
I saw you talking to Tim Connelly last night.
Well, I did get some intel. He was saying for me to try the meatball.
Gentlemen, December 15th. Like you said, Adam, a holy day, usually a day of celebration, but on this year, it'll be a day of speculation.
All right.
How long were you thinking of that one?
Just
for?
Now. Just now. That's the
Did that rhyme?
Yeah.
Keep going. How many more can we do?
Is it time to make a move for Bradley Beal? And I don't know. I think we'll be talking about a Jamal or Gary-based package, probably MPJ tossed in there to get the next disgruntled superstar in the NBA. I think it'll be Beal. I know they don't want to trade him, but they should.
They've got to trade him,
so
probably.
I think it'll happen. Am I wrong? This is an outrageous.
You're not wrong, because we've already seen that headline 20 times.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah.
But I see what you're saying. This is when it will become the most serious. It
picks up momentum around this time of year.
I don't think you're wrong in your prognostication, but I do wonder if it would take some assimilation and some imagination.
I hate this.
To create. You hate that? Come on. This was good.
It was all right. Keep going.
That's all I got. No. I think that headline might come sooner. I mean,
yeah, it's possible.
The Bradley Beal,
based on Bradley Beal's situation, I don't know how much dedication the Wizards will have towards him.
So the interesting thing is there is the connection between DC and Tim Connelly, the Nuggets, of course.
Didn't even think of that, actually.
I have a question for you. Do you think Tim Connelly's flirtation with the Wizards job will have any effect on future negotiations between the two teams?
I can't imagine.
I do not think so. Somebody has just asked me that question before, so.
Yeah, I can't imagine it does. I mean, I think Tim Connelly's good at relationships, and, you know, it seems like, I don't think he told those people, hell nah. I think he's just like, I like where I'm at.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he doesn't strike me as a petty person, Tim Connelly.
Where do we all stand on the Bradley Beal trade?
I'm against.
You're against.
I'm against it.
I know this stinks. I haven't figured it out yet.
I would probably be for it.
I think to your point, Brendan, I don't have that strong of a take one way or the other, except for the one thing I will say that I think is so, nobody knows the answer to this. It would cost Gary Harris almost certainly, right?
I think Gary and MPJ. Yeah. So,
but let's just forget MPJ for a moment. Let's forget other pieces.
Okay.
To me, trading Gary Harris is if it ever happens, will be a seminal moment in the Denver Nuggets trajectory.
One way or another, huh?
He is the soul and the first member of this team. And when you talk about family and core and all of these different things, it loses a lot of its punch once you trade him.
Well, they tried to trade him once.
They did. That's the fun.
Probably at least a bunch of other times too.
But I think to your point there, Adam, the other thing too I would push back on is some of the Beal dialogue. It looks like this is exactly what the Nuggets need, and I'm not sure that that's true. Like, he's not a lanky wing.
Yeah,
right?
100%.
He's not a stud at the three. And so, like, yes, he's better than Gary Harris, but you have Gary Harris. So it's not like this slam dunk upgrade, I think.
Yeah, I think the Nuggets would probably have to ask themselves, like, okay, do we want to go for a championship right now? Or
and look, man, when's the last time 7-8 teams in the league could look themselves in the mirror and at least lie to themselves about the window? Like, it's not an outrageous thing if Tim Connelly says, hey, we haven't skipped any steps, but we're at the point now where we take a big one.
How much do the odds increase for Denver if they get Bradley Beal in that deal, though? That's the thing, man. Like, I do think they improve, but do they improve in a meaningful, like, they go from like 3% to 4.5%. I mean,
I think they jump more than that. I'm just a big Beal guy, though.
I mean, that jump's significant, though, in the playoffs, right? Sometimes the margins are that small. Having a second true guy, at that point, you'd have three. If Jamal makes the leap we're talking about offensively, you've got three guys that can bring it every night.
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's a very difficult decision.
I'll be honest with you guys. I'm too emotionally attached to this question. I really am, and I can't imagine what it's like for Tim Connelly.
Yeah,
that would be
such a tough
to
move.
Honestly remove yourself from that and what I'm talking about with this, or how Gary is this like existential core of the team. Like, there's no way that in my mind I can separate that.
It's funny because Gary's not this like locker room leader, by any means.
No,
he's not the best. And last year wasn't even the second best player on this team, but he's just like that guy.
But you know what? Last year, Mason Plumlee bought into his role. He called it the most fun year he ever had, even though he didn't play that many minutes. Will Barton, all these guys have sort of bought into this thing, and it's all been like, we're going to reward you. And the moment you trade away a Gary Harris, and by the way, send him to a terrible situation.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Yeah.
You know what?
Yeah.
How do you go to Malik Beasley and say, hey, don't worry, man, we're going to take care of you? He's going to say, yeah, right.
Yeah.
You're going to trade me to freaking Orlando.
It would be incongruent with the way they've handled 100%. The last 2 to 3 years. But at some point, I mean, that when you're talking about turning this corner, at some point you sacrifice things like soul and heart and fun for title chances. It is to me,
like the Warriors,
outside
to get
of
more
MPJ,
titles.
Yeah, exactly. And they're way less fun, way less soul. To me, outside of MPJ, that is the most fascinating because I don't know how I feel about it yet.
Yeah.
It's a tough one.
I think it's a really fair one. All right, Harrison, you have a headline from December 15th.
I do. It's that the Nuggets need to bench Paul Millsap and start Jeremy Grant.
Ooh. Man, I think this is a hot take.
Is this your headline?
No.
No, okay. I'm just curious.
I think Paul Millsap should remain the starter. I can just see this headline percolating and developing because I think Jeremy Grant's going to look amazing in really any role he's in. And Millsap could be set up for a little regression this year.
We will have this discussion at some point. You're over the season. I think you're right.
Okay, what are the chances that Paul Millsap is like, sweet, I'm coming off the bench?
I think he'd be okay with it, but that doesn't mean it's the right decision.
Oh, let's forget right decision for now, because there's right decision as in like what's going to get you the most wins in the regular season.
I think if it's the best thing for the team, he'd be for it.
Okay, well, that's a good question, because we've all talked about Andre Iguodala and him, like, how many years left does Millsap have? I think realistically 2 or 3, but if he does the Iguodala thing, where he plays half the minutes that he did last year, like half, sits a bunch of games, plays half of the regular, if he does that, he might have 4 or 5 years left, and he might know that, he might be cool with that, and if so, this could be a really, really realistic take that he's just like, yeah, I don't care about starting. I don't care about whatever.
I don't think he's quite at that point.
No, I don't either.
And maybe he should be. I don't know if he should be. I don't know the answer to that question.
He should not care about October basketball, in my opinion.
I don't think he's at that Iguodala point.
And I don't know if this is fair. That's my read, and I could be reading too much into it, and obviously wasn't in the room, but I took some of that away from the way those negotiations seemingly went and that they just settled on the extension. It makes a lot of sense financially, but I also wonder if it's like Paul in his mind maybe he is still a starter. Maybe he is still worth X amount of money, and he's not ready to step away from that yet.
Let's say that because none of us know, and your perspective on it is 100% fair. Another, what I think logical explanation could be, they looked at the market this summer and said, we don't really have money to spend on anybody anywhere.
Yep.
And hey, $30 million this year, you know you're not worth that.
Yeah.
So let's remember this next summer when we sign into that bet minimum.
And what about this aspect? Jeremy Grant's a free agent next summer.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, we're going to pay you a lot this year.
You're our starter. And he's like, all right, then start me.
Yeah.
I don't think he'd do that. I don't think that's the type of guy Jeremy Grant is. I think he's very much cut from the Paul Millsap cloth.
If Paul Millsap at Media Day, this is interesting. If Paul Millsap at Media Day kind of talks about being willing to come off the bench or, you know, whatever, play fewer, not close games, I mean, I think that'll really talk about where the team is at, or could hint at where the team is at. And if he doesn't say those things, it doesn't necessarily say the inverse. Yeah. But if he does say them, it'll be like, oh, that's really interesting. And maybe that sets the table for the season.
But he came here to contend, right? Not just be the vet, not just be the dad figure. And, you know, he's been in the league for coming on 16 seasons now. So this is also a guy who could just see that, know what's best for the team, and have no problem sliding into that role.
I do think, though, the right decision is probably to keep Paul Millsap as a starter. I think that's what Denver should definitely do.
Sure, but like...
And that's what I think they will do as well.
As long as, like, all right, it's back-to-back and we're in Atlanta tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Those are almost a lock, man, in my opinion. Yeah. You know what's funny, though? You see Millsap last night. He looks so good.
He's in great
ageless
shape.
Wonder. Great just, shape. I mean, he's just ripped. He looks young. I mean, everything. But, all right, well, that was fun, guys. So when we reconvene, it's going to be media day. Am I wrong?
Are we not doing a mailbag on Friday?
Isn't today Friday?
Today's Thursday.
Good Lord. It's been a busy week for everyone. I do concede that.
I can edit that out.
No, keep it in. It stands to shame. My God, you were right.
We've been putting in some long hours this week. It's all right. Well, let's slide.
Wow. It's the dead honest truth, man. We have put in some crazy hours.
Adam was like, get ready to go to the Rockies game. Yeah.
Thought it was the weekend. I wear my sandals. What's going on?
You're
going
to like lose your vision by the end of the week. Your body's just falling apart.
This is a true story.
Blind in one eye.
Guys, do us a favor. I put this out there. There's a bunch of different ways you can support us and what we're doing and keep the ball rolling. Number one, of course, the most obvious. You can subscribe to DNVR.com. It's or thednvr.com. It is only $3.74 per month. $3.74 per month. That's not a lot of money for you to get all this premium content that we're going to be pushing out. If you haven't checked out our videos already, you need to go and check them out on our YouTube page.
They're the talk of the Nuggets locker room.
The Nuggets are watching them. The Nuggets players like them, all right? Pepsi Center's watching them. You need to watch them because I promise you are going to enjoy them. And I would bet money that if you go and watch them, you're going to subscribe and support what we're doing so we can keep doing it. The other way you can support us, subscribe to the show, leave a rating, a review, follow us on all of our social media channels, including Instagram, where we're going to be posting original, unique content on there. We're using Instagram like its own platform.
At @DNVR_sports on Instagram.
And then lastly, you know, our sponsors obviously go a long way to promoting what we do and keeping us afloat and allowing us to do what we do. So if you get an opportunity, check out some of the different people that are sponsoring our show and give them a chance. And if you like them, if you try a Breck beer over the weekend and you're like, hey, man, they weren't lying. This stuff is good. Throw us a tweet. Throw us a tweet. Let us know. Maybe throw us a photo. We always appreciate that stuff, guys. Anything else?
I was going to say, with the 1-year subscription for only $3.74 a month, you also get a free t-shirt designed by the best graphic designer in Denver.
That's
D-Line
right.
Co.
That's right. We have some heat.
Yeah, we got a lot of shirts up on the site right now. Some heat coming. Do we have hats on the site?
We do have hats on the site. Yeah, we have hats on the site.
I need to get one of those.
This is not a one-time thing, Harrison, Adam, Brendan. It's not a 3-time thing. This is how we're doing it. every week, all season.
You're going to enjoy it. So everybody, thanks so much for tuning in. Do those things to support us. And we're going to be back again tomorrow with a brand new episode. We'll see you then.
Hey guys, before we get out of here on today's show, you guys know how supporting local business is in our blood. So we're super excited to tell you about Denver Rubber Company. And it may not be what you think it is. Denver Rubber Company is the most reliable local partner for your long-term projects since 1972. They've been providing the highest quality of products, from custom die-cut gaskets, molded rubber, to custom contract manufacturing and custom hoses. DRC offers innovative solutions to serve a diverse line of industries, including aerospace, pharmaceutical, construction, medical, military, electronics, and so much more. An ISO certified company that will work with you from design to final product that is both cost effective and will meet your requirements. If you're in need of custom design, material selection for your project, or have a deadline to make for a large order, do not hesitate to call Denver Rubber Company. Call them today at 1-800-259-0010 or visit them at drcfirst.com and tell them who sent you.
The first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at caskers.com.